I have a really spicy hot take this morning, and I'm here to tell you what it is. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. The other day on YouTube, there was a user, kind of a random channel that was like, you know, polling the audience, and they said, hey, what's your spiciest or, you know, hottest MCOC take at the moment? And my comment was the following, and I believe the person who I think it is Rebello is their account name or something. Here was my hot take. Due to the new and more powerful Mystic champions entering the game, the Cosmic class is becoming one of the more weaker and more vulnerable classes at the moment. And I stand by that. I think that the Cosmic class is in a bit of an interesting situation right now, because if you look at the Cosmic class offensively, okay, Adam Warlock, Angela, Cosmic Ghost Rider, Galen, Gladiator with his new buff, Maestro, Deathless Groot. I mean, there's a ton of different options in this class for heavy hitters. There are so many champions where you're like, okay, I can bring him or her in and just blast through everything. I mean, hell, I take Hercules through the highest level of incursions, and once I have him with the Odin pre-fights and the Herald of Galactus, he is just a one-man wrecking machine. But there's a little bit of a problem with the Cosmic class, and that is on defense, in my opinion, because of my statement. If you're looking at this class, I mean, I think they are highly, highly vulnerable to a lot of different champions, not just only in the Mystic class, but in a lot of other classes. Simply because if you can get a champion that is really good at just kind of like nullifying buffs, I mean, look at the new Mystic champions that we've had in the game the last couple of months. Deathless Guillotine, Kindred, Kushala, who I absolutely love, Werewolf by Night. I mean, those are champions right there that when you get them in a matchup against a Cosmic champion, they absolutely shred them. It's not even funny how fast these fights can just quickly go, especially in Battlegrounds. Like, I mean, I ranked up my Deathless Guillotine to rank 3 as a 7-star, which, you know, a lot of people were kind of like, you know, crazy, and I talked about that in my Act 8 Exploration and Completion. But I tell you what, she is just breezing through fights and can crush these opponents within, like, 30 to 45 seconds, especially if I'm going up against a champion that has any sort of, like, healing, because once I throw that special 2, I put the Spectre on him or her, they're done. But to me, I still think that the Cosmic class is really kind of in a precarious position, because yes, offensively they are just awesome. They are so powerful, there's so much you can do. But I mean, I'm just even looking at like other classes right now, like in Mist, like in Mutant, like in Science, like in the skill class. I mean, there's a ton of different options right now that can counter a lot of Cosmic champions. I mean, Baron Zemo is a very good option. You have, Jabari Panther can be kind of a cheeky one as well. You have Korg. Nick Fury is always a solid option. I mean, Falcon, he shuts down, you know, any sort of ability accuracy that any opponent has. You're also looking at, like, Black Cat, who can kind of do a similar thing with her combo meter, Crossbones. But the thing is, the more and more that I'm playing Battlegrounds and more that I'm playing different pieces of content, if I see a champion on the path that is a Cosmic, I'm not too worried about it. I am not too concerned about it anymore, because I know I have a ton of different options and a ton of different classes that can make quick work of these champions. I mean, like I said, the Tech class is very vulnerable, but like even the Red Skull, I mean, if I throw him in on defense on Battlegrounds, and he is, you know, say someone throws in a Cosmic champion, I'm not too worried about that, because his armor ups are really, really good. Same thing with Civil Warrior. I mean, you can, you know, kind of do a lot of really kind of tankiness with him. And also, you know, same thing with Future Ant-Man. Future Ant-Man is one of those kind of champions that, like, if you have the right Cosmic, it's a no-brainer fight. But sometimes, if you slip up, he can get you. Same thing with Shocker, obviously. But I just feel like the Cosmic class right now, I mean, I know they've gotten some new champions, which are great, but once again, I just feel like if I were to, like I said, kind of look at the pros and cons of this class, the pros is obviously how fun they are and how much damage they can do. But, like, you know, take, for example, Hercules. If you know how to defeat him in just one move, you're set. And what I like to do, and I'm giving away my strategy here, is if I'm going up against Hercules in any, you know, fight, I just don't let him complete any of his feats of strength, which are, you know, getting knocked down, charging a heavy attack against an opponent and knocking them down, and then interceptions with, like, you know, special attacks and whatnot. If you literally just, like, whittle him down and then hold on to a special three in the chamber, and it does enough damage to just take away all of his health, he's done. Like, he's that vulnerable. I mean, you know, one other champion that I do find myself, like, defensively kind of having a big pain in the ass against, besides Maestro, because he can be a little annoying with certain things, but I'm starting to figure out ways to kind of get around him, is, like, Nova. Nova can be really annoying because of his mechanics and just the way his kit is. And he's also really good for offense as well, but if you can find, like, I mean, if you bring in Magneto, guess what? He's a metal champion. Magneto just kind of shuts everything down with him. So you kind of pick it up what I'm putting down here. But let me know your thoughts if you think that the Cosmic class is in a little bit of a calamity. Only on defense, that is. I mean, like I said, offensively, a lot of really good things they have going on. But I just think that, you know, there needs to be a couple of champions that come into this class that can sort of beef up the defensive stats of the Cosmic class. And if I'm wrong about this, oh well, I'm wrong. It's okay to be wrong sometimes. It makes the world go round and round. But I'll talk to you all next time here on the MCOCME podcast.